This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. 8 University of Wisconsin chancellors are getting raises. The Board of Regents passed them yesterday. UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin's 10% raise will push her pay to more than $1 million next year. That's with her base salary plus a $150,000 retention bonus. A group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is appealing last week's decision that their efforts fell short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled about 190 petition signatures were gathered after the deadline. The group is asking a Dane County judge to issue a ruling. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. They say it sends a clear message to the entire country.
Especially after the year we've had with bringing new maps after living under the extreme partisan gerrymander that we've lived under for over a decade. It's a message of hope.
Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. More Wisconsin families could qualify for free and reduced-price school lunches this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with new income guidelines. A family of four can make up to $40,560 a year to qualify for free lunches, and families can make up to $57,720 to qualify for reduced-price lunches. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Tuesday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LacrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin here on Tuesday. Amtrak's new line that runs through La Crosse is getting plenty of use. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that about 300 passengers per day are using the Borealis route between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Over 18,500 people use the line in the first full month of service. The full trip takes about 7.5 hours and includes stops in La Crosse, Tomah, Red Wing, and Winona. Over $1 million was put into adding the line by the state government. Tickets start at $41 to ride. The Mississippi River is on its way down after weeks of flooding. In La Crosse, the crest happened last Tuesday. Flooding has affected boat ramps, beaches, and recreational activity on the water. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage this weekend at La Crosse, with a river flood warning in place through next Monday morning. The river is down already a foot in the last 48 hours, starting today at 13.7 feet. Downstream, the river is currently cresting in Prairie du Chien, where there is a flood emergency. Last night, the La Crosse City Council and La Crosse County Board heard an update on the Pathways Home Plan, the collaborative effort between city and county government and community organizations, is in its 6th month and is working to eliminate homelessness in La Crosse. Highlights so far include creating a behavioral health program and a workflow to help people find housing. The La Crosse City Council has asked for ideas for sustainable long-term housing development, which will be presented to city officials later this month. In the meantime, the City Council is considering a proposed ordinance to limit camping on city property. That'll be taken up on Thursday by the City Council. A committee voted against recommending it. The full City Council takes up the measure that would place a 12-hour limit on camping on city-owned property. Camping is already banned in several public spaces. Advocates include Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who says the ordinance will save the city money on clearing out established encampments. Opponents say it negatively affects the city's homeless population. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go this summer. Download the free Civic Media app now on your device's App Store or find it at civicmedia.us/app. We'll get a look at weather, entertainment, and sports news coming up next. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of 176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris. Later this month, he led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thanks to sequels and popular family-friendly franchises, the box office appears to be back this summer. The most recent kid film juggernaut in theaters is Despicable Me 4. The film pulled in $122 million over the holiday weekend, catapulting it to number one and finally dethroning Inside Out for the top spot. Despite lukewarm reviews, parents and kids alike enjoyed what is rumored to be the final film in the franchise. In second place was Inside Out 2, which pulled in another $30 million over the holiday weekend, bringing its total to $534 million domestically. Coming in third place is A Quiet Place Day One with almost $21 million. The film should cross the century mark domestically in the next few days. And newcomer Maxine rounds out the top five with $6.7 million in fewer theaters. Prognosticators think the trend will continue with the release of Deadpool and Wolverine and Twisters right around the corner. Norman Reedus is working hard to keep his character's Walking Dead spinoff fresh. Reedus has played Daryl Dixon for the franchise for the past 15 years now, 10-plus seasons on The Walking Dead, and now two seasons on the latest installment, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. In the first season, Dixon washes up on the shores of France, which is where the apocalypse and virus started. I'm just guessing that the spinoff explores how French zombies look down on their American zombie counterparts. In not at all anticipated in any way, shape, or form sequel news, there is a sequel in the works for John Tucker Must Die, which was released in the early 2000s. Talk about making people wait for closure they've long since forgotten about. Actress Brittany Snow and Penn Badgley appear to be left out of the new film. Sometimes things just work out. The original movie got panned with a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, but with the new film, the filmmakers are hoping to achieve mediocrity. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, F1. Pitt plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. The film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. The teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform, through tears, not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm, 83. We're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.